News. I'm Laura Winters. We begin this hour with news about the economy. If you plan on house hunting this weekend, keep in mind you better grab what you see, as if you think interest rates are high right now, the Fed chair indicating another bump is in the near future.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is warning additional interest rate increases could be coming. While speaking at the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium in Wyoming on Friday, Powell said inflation has fallen over the past several months, but still remains too high. He said the central bank is dedicated to getting inflation down to 2%, and the Fed will remain flexible as it considers future moves. I'm Jim Forbes.
To Atlanta, where all 19 people charged, including former President Trump, have turned themselves in to the Fulton County Jail. Now the DA wants to try them all together come this fall in October. USA's Ryan Daniels with the story.
All of the co-defendants in Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case have now surrendered to authorities. All 19 indicted in the case have turned themselves into the Fulton County Jail ahead of Friday's deadline. This comes after Trump himself was booked on Thursday. Trump was quickly released on a $200,000 bond. I'm Ryan Daniels.
There's a new Reuters Ipsos poll out, and it was taken after the first Republican debate this week. It suggests that Republican voters are now eyeing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as a much more viable candidate in light of the fourth Trump indictment. Correspondent Brian Shook with details.
The poll, taken 2 days after the primetime debate in Milwaukee, found that around half of the Republicans who followed the event were more inclined to a bid from the Florida governor. DeSantis has been running a distant second to former President Trump in current polls for months. I'm Brian Shook.
This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
It's the mugshot scene around the world, and former President Trump continues to fundraise off the picture, with T-shirts and mugs selling wildly online. President Biden asked by reporters what he thought of the mugshot, Biden saying he saw it on TV, and that Trump is a handsome guy. Members of the United Auto Workers have authorized a strike against General Motors and Ford. Here's correspondent Lisa Taylor.
The union says the final votes are still being counted, but so far the average in favor of a strike was 97% of union members. UAW President Sean Fain continued his campaign to demand a 46% pay raise over 4 years, a 32-hour work week, and making all supplemental workers full-time employees. The UAW is still the oversight of a federal monitor after several former leaders were convicted in a fraud and corruption investigation.
It's still August, and more than 90 million Americans are under an excessive heat watch this Saturday in the southern portion of our country, from Georgia to Texas. In New Orleans today, the real feel will be 108. In Houston, 111. 4 kittens have been rescued in a flood. We turn to Andrew Whitman in New York.
Officers were called to a construction barrier at Shore Road Park in Bay Ridge Thursday for a rescue call. There were 2 kittens trapped inside the barrier as it began to fill up with rainwater. All ended well. The officer's mission was a success, and the felines are feeling fine other than a slightly injured paw. The kitties are being fostered until they're old enough to be adopted.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.